Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 239 for Tuesday, January 26th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Tuesday morning, pushed down by action in the Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from 20 cents to $1.30 below unchanged, with the March contract checking in at $480.70 a ton. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable on the international marketplace. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and the Chicago soy complex were all weaker on the day, which weighed on the market. Commercial demand for canola appears to be weakening somewhat. However, on the other side of the coin, crude oil is higher, which limited the losses. Canola is also receiving some chart support as well, and dry conditions in certain parts of Brazil were supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 cents weaker. The March contract checked in at $8.78 a bushel. Soybeans were pushed lower by continued unrest in the Chinese stock market. More signs of an economic slowdown weighed heavily on soybeans. Mild weather in South America was also bearish. USDA weekly export inspections for last week totaled 44 million bushels. That's down from the previous week's level of 51 million. Corn was a cent stronger, with the March contract coming in at $3.70 a bushel. The drought in South Africa remains a supportive force in the corn market, which is also benefiting from slightly higher crude oil prices. Chinese government officials are indicating they may let the market decide the price of corn in the near future, and also that feed substitutes should not be supported. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents stronger, with the March contract coming in at $4.84 a bushel. Russia is talking about increasing export taxes on wheat, which was supportive to the global market. There's also indications both they and Ukraine may impose some level of control over how much wheat hits the market, as they want to make sure there is enough left for themselves. The wheat market looks to be range-bound for the moment. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.